the voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
That being spread out to the left, and the Meester in the backfield. There's a give. Oh, and a reverse.
They're running the reverse, and oh, and an option by Stempien, and a catch at the 41.
Coldwater Cardinal football is on the air.
Taking the handoff, and got hit as he got the ball off. The ball is pulled down at the 40-yard line. An interception by Coldwater's Logan Taggart.
Logan Taggart with a big interception there.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Keeley's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Ottawa and RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, Omnisource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
And it goes to Cooper Murphy up the middle. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Coldwater. And warm greetings from Cardinal Field here at Coldwater High School. Coldwater Cardinal football on the air for the first time from the home field as the Cardinals entertain the Portage Northern Huskies for the first time in about 11 years. I'm Sean Watson. To my left is Quinn Berry.
Good evening, Sean. Glad to be with you tonight here for this matchup that, like you'd mentioned, has been 10, 11 years. And we're, what, 0-2 against the Portage Northern?
Yep, the first meeting between these two schools came in 2001, the first year of the 16-team SMAC after the dissolution of the Twin Valley Conference. Final score of that game, Huskies 44, Cardinals 32. The next year, the Huskies beat the Cards 42-13. Let's talk about the Cardinals and really promising stuff. Although they lost 33-14 to the St. Joe Bears to open up the campaign at 0-1, a lot of really promising things out of what Coach Jeff Scorefar and his staff are trying to do.
Well, you know, St. Joe scored with 5:22 to take that lead in the fourth quarter over there. So the Cardinals basically played them to a stalemate for 3.5 quarters. And then the kind of last 5 minutes there, things just kind of went downhill for him. But, you know, talking with the coaches and listening with, you know, what Jeff and the coaches had to say, you know, they did a great, pretty good job of tackling for 3.5 quarters. They, you know, they wrapped up really well. They got the ball carrier without a whole lot of problems. You know, the couple of keys that fell apart during that last minute, a couple of guys made you know, maybe got a little tired, maybe didn't make the best decisions in the world, didn't stay in their lanes, and, you know, you just got to trust your teammates on that defensive side of the ball, and I think that's what happened towards the end of that game. They tried to make a big play, and it just didn't happen.
So in the game, Luke Beckhusen made his varsity debut at quarterback, 6-14, 149 yards, one touchdown. He was picked off 3 times. That came late in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. Most infamously, 70-yard interception return for a touchdown that really sealed the deal for the Bears. He also was the leading ground gainer, 14 carries for 61 yards. Bryant Garrett, 16 carries for 56 yards. Cooper Murphy, all-purpose guy, 13 carries, 22 yards, one rushing touchdown. He also had 3 receptions for 107 yards and a receiving touchdown, that one, of 67 yards.
Well, he had 2 big plays there from Beckhusen to Cooper Murphy, 2 long pass plays that really came back-to-back, and he ran the same play basically twice in a row and scored the one and almost scored on the other one. But Cooper Murphy, we need to get a little more running out of him tonight, a few more yards on the ground. And then, Luke Beckhusen at quarterback played excellent back there again for 3.5 quarters. And then that last 5-6 minutes, he had a couple of interceptions. But again, Sean, he needed to do that. He needed to take a couple of chances to get him back in the game, and it just didn't work out for him.
Defensively, Chris Vandenhout led the way with 5 tackles. Luke Stempien and Zach DeMeester, 4 tackles apiece. Take a look at how the Cardinals fared offensively. They actually did better than St. Joe in total overall offense, 152 rushing yards total, 149 passing yards, 301 yards of total offense.
Well, we did move the ball, you know, and again, we did not make a lot of mistakes in that first three and a half quarters, and it come right down to that last 5 minutes, and, you know, we just didn't get the job done. But that game, you know, in that last 5 minutes, you know, a break here or there, and, you know, we could have been there at the end and maybe snuck one out at St. Joe. So I look for good things. I think they need to be a little more creative tonight because, as we talk, we'll talk about in a couple of minutes, Portage Northern's built around their defense.
Well, the defense was especially strong on the passing end of things. We'll talk about their game in a little bit. Just a quick preview of my conversation with Jeff Scorfar that'll be coming up a little bit later during our pregame show. Look for the Cardinals, rather, to run the ball a little bit more frequently than they did last game, partially because of the pass defense shutting down what we saw of Gull Lake's high potency passing offense last week. 33-0 shutout that the Huskies posted over the Gull Lake Blue Devils, and it was primarily with the run that they excel. Preston Simon listed as a starting tight end, but he's the workhorse of the ground game. 10 carries, 104 yards, 2 touchdowns. Defensively, he was the leading tackler. He had 11 tackles and a sack. Also add to it, Tyler Cummings with 5 carries for 35 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also had 8 tackles on D. Blake Terrien, the starting quarterback for the Huskies, a little bit slow going, 7 of 13 passing for 40 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Seth Learman had one of those receptions for 23 yards, but he also had a 38-yard punt return for a touchdown. And there is your offense, 160 rushing yards total, just 40 passing yards, 200 yards of offense. And again, hang your hat to the defense that Coach Pete Schermerhorn and his staff have devised to shut down the Blue Devils.
Well, if you look at the stats from last week, all you had to do is look at how many tackles for losses and how many harassments of the quarterback when Gull Lake was trying to pass. And that was a big part of their defense last week. And I can see why Coach Scorfar wants to run the ball again, because you know, we got to keep control of the ball. We can't let, you know, have some big losses there or anything. And so we just need to keep that ball on the ground, keep the ball in our hands. And if we play mistake-free like we did for the most part of last week, we could be right in this game at the end.
I mentioned that Pete Schermerhorn in his 20th season, among the veteran coaches in the West Division, along with Lakeshore's Denny Dock. He actually has a career record now at Portage Northern, 97-82. And they finished in third place in the West last year, 7-3 overall, 5-2 in the division. Their season ended at the hands of their cross-city rival, Portage Central, in the pre-district.
Well, both those teams are picked to be right there in the Smack West this year, both Portage Central and Portage Northern. So I can imagine when they match up later this year, that'll probably have some real bearing on the standings in the Smack West.
That's actually going to be coming up in a couple, 3 weeks, so, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Well, over the next few minutes, we'll bring you those pregame interviews that I recorded with Pete Schermerhorn and also with Coldwater coach Jeff Scorfar from Cardinal Field. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Buy here, buy now, and pay less at Mobilia. Check out all the specials on the lot or at Mobilia.com. Bobilya.com. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Mobilia, and now Sean Stoudard. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. Call service manager Kip Burkhart for an appointment at 278-5623. 278-5623. Plus, at Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport. Coldwater. Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Cooley's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problem before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Cooley's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Cooley's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry, the Cooley's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 45 years.
Cooley's, Cooley's, funny jewelry says it best.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's the Coldwater Cardinals hosting the Portage Northern Huskies from here at Cardinal Field, the home opener for the Cards. We're now checking in with the veteran head coach of the Huskies, Pete Schermerhorn, now in your 20th season. Got off to a pretty decent start, shutting out Gull Lake 33-0, and I take it defense was definitely something you could hang your hat on as far as that game was concerned.
Yeah, we knew going in our defense was going to be pretty solid. We returned, I think, eight starters from a pretty good defense a year ago, so we felt real confident in our defense, and they played pretty well.
Was offense a little bit of a concern coming into the game? Because I noticed that it really didn't start to gel until basically near the end of the second quarter, and then it was all downhill from there.
Yeah, you know, we were replacing a lot of scoring from a year ago offensively, so we knew we were a work in progress, and we would have liked to have been a little crisper offensively running the football, but after we watched films, we felt pretty good about some of the things we were trying to do. We just got to be a little more consistent.
Evidently, what you're planning on doing a lot this season is run with the ball.
Yeah, we do. We've got some strong running backs. Preston Simon for us at tailback is a strong, hard runner, and we graduated a quarterback last year that put up some big numbers, and we're starting a junior quarterback now, and so it's a work in progress with that position. We'd like to throw it around. We'd like to be pretty balanced by the end of the season, but we're working towards that.
Obviously, the West Division at the arguably the tougher of the two divisions in the SMAC the past several years. So you think you have what it takes to be among the contenders in the title hunt again this year?
We certainly feel like we do. That's our ultimate goal, is to win the West Division as far as the regular season goes. I know there's Lakeshore's got some solid kids coming back from a year ago. Portage Central's very strong and had a big win last week. So it'll be a tough road down that road, but we're looking to take it one step at a time and try to get better every day we hit the field.
Tonight's opponent, the Coldwater Cardinals, you took a good look at their loss at St. Joe. They're looking more solid than probably what they have in recent memory. At least I thought so. What did you think?
Absolutely. I would agree 100%. They return a lot of kids from a team a year ago and have a lot of veteran players, and I thought they played very, very well down in St. Joe. Obviously, it was a 14-14 ball game, I think, going into the fourth quarter. So really a very solid opponent in Coldwater tonight.
What concerns you most about this team that you're facing tonight?
Well, anytime you play a team that runs a little bit of the T offense combined with a little bit of spread, it's a lot for your defense to prepare for. So, obviously, playing against the T formation, we've got to be really disciplined in our reads defensively, and then playing against the spread, you've also got to be able to cover people. So, the test is really going to be on our defense to make sure that we try to do our responsibilities on every snap of the football. And then offensively, we're really trying to work on our own game. You know, we've got a lot of work to do in our own house offensively to try to be more consistent. But I think the key to the game is our defense's ability to control a very versatile offense.
Pete Schermerhorn, head coach of the Portage Northern Huskies. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
After the break, we check in with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock.
stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back here at Coldwater High School, checking in with Coldwater head football coach Jeff Scorfar. Coach's interview brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company in Coldwater. At Union Pallet, they offer a full range of services, including used pallet pickup, pallet recycling, and pallet sales. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's pallets, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. Of course, on Coach's Corner today, we talked about last week's loss at St. Joe, 33-14. But comparing last week's game to the first game last year, you can tell the leaps and bounds that the program overall has made since you took over.
Yeah, I thought we played much better in the first game than what we played at all last year, actually. And, you know, I've got to give credit to the kids, first and foremost. You know, they were extremely dedicated over the summertime and even after the football season this last year. They put a lot of time into it. And that's, you know, that's when the changes come, is when, you know, the kids decide that they've had enough and they want to make changes. That's when it really happens. And the other thing is I've got great assistant coaches. You know, it's so much fun in the meetings, meeting with them, so much knowledge that they have and so many years of experience. You know, that's really where the difference I think is coming quite a bit of it this year is, you know, the kids' dedication and then the assistant coaches that I have.
Now, talking about some of the things we saw last week that the fans will probably be able to expect coming out to the first game of the season, offensively, very familiar run-styled offense we saw a lot of.
We've got a very young quarterback right now. In fact, he's took his first snaps you know, at the varsity level quarterback just this last game. He took very few snaps as a quarterback as a freshman. He's only a sophomore. And, you know, I think he's got a huge, huge potential at that position. You know, but we're running the ball a little bit more right now, trying to get him comfortable at the varsity level, get him, you know, used to that. And then, you know, we'll start to pull the reins off maybe a little bit more. You know, the more confident he gets and the more comfortable he gets, you know, then we will, you know, open up the playbook a little bit more with him.
Talking about Luke Beckhusen, who did look pretty good early on, but, again, a little bit of the inexperience showing near the end as he threw his three interceptions late in the third and into the fourth quarter.
Those were, you know, I can't blame him for any of those because we were trying to make plays, you know. And at the end of the game, when we were down by 7 points, St. Joe was under 5 minutes to go. I think there's 4 minutes left to go in the game. They knew that we were going to have to throw. And so they switched up their defense a little bit, and they sat back, and they're just waiting for us to throw. And, you know, he still completed some passes. He still moved us down there. You know, but we had a couple of fourth downs where he tried to make plays, and that's what I want my quarterback to do. You know, you can't eat it on a fourth down. You got to try to make a play, and that's exactly what he did. In a normal situation, you know, he might not have thrown a couple of those footballs, but He had to try to do something. And you got to give St. Joe credit because they put a lot of pressure on us, and they're in the right spot at the right time. And that's just a sign of, you know, they're a very good football team, and we got ourselves in a little bit of a hole there, and, you know, we got to be able to react better in the future.
I don't know if you had heard, but at the end of our game last week, Quinn Berry and I named the entire starting D-line along with the subs that rotated in our players of the game. And you were actually talking about how good the defense was throughout most of the game last week during Coach's Corner.
Yes, that was one of our better defensive efforts, you know, by far. I mean, last year we had problems keeping, you know, people to 35 points in the first half, you know, and to keep a team like St. Joe at 14 points with 5 minutes left to go in the game, they were having a hard time moving the ball. They really were. And then, you know, then the last 5 minutes, we made too many mistakes. You know, we panicked a little bit. We haven't been in that situation, you know, where we're in the game with another team that close and that competitive with a team who's very good. And so, you know, we didn't react quite the proper way, but, you know, that's why we're doing this, is to have the teachable moments, and hopefully they learn from what happened this first week so that we get ourselves in a situation like that in the future. You know, the outcome's going to be a little different.
So what sort of things did you have the team work on over the course of this shortened week?
Well, you know, just the basics. You know, our offense really needs to improve quite a bit from what we did in the first game. You know, I was really pleased with the way the defense played, and I wasn't disappointed with the offense because we still outgained St. Joe in the long run. But when we looked at the film, there's a lot of things that we need to correct, especially if we want to be a really good football team like I think we have the potential to be. We really got to make some strides on offense if we want that to happen.
Anybody really seriously banged up as we check out the injury front?
I don't know if it's serious yet or not. We have one of our offensive tackles, Darian Bradley. His knee is somewhat banged up, but we're hoping that he's, you know, he's going to be recovered enough to play. And then our center too, Cody Truex. When St. Joe returned the interception for a touchdown, he got it was a clean block. He got blindsided, and he also has a little bit of a knee injury right now. We're not sure on him and how he's going to progress, but we're hoping that both of them will see playing time on tonight.
Once again, talking about tonight's opponent, the Portage Northern Huskies. We mentioned the shutout their defense put up against Gull Lake. 33-0 was the final score. Huskies on top.
Yes, they play solid defense. In fact, the coaches and I were talking, and the team that they remind me a lot of is Mendon. You know, Mendon's defense year in and year out is just absolutely incredible. Their offense, they don't do anything fancy. You know, they move the ball. They play a lot of field position offense, and that's what Portage does. You know, they're going to drive the ball down. If you stop them, they'll punt to you. They're going to try to change field positions and wait for you to make a mistake. And if you can't stop them, then, you know, they're just going to run you over and run into the end zone. But if you can stop them, then they're going to get in the field position game with you because their defense is so good. And eventually, you know, they'll be down there where they can either kick a field goal or score a touchdown. So, you know, the charges to the defense, once again, we've got to be able to stop them and hold them under, you know, 14 points this game. And then even the bigger charges to our offense. We're going to have to really grind out some yards and, you know, come to play, because their defense is going to be there to stop us, and we've got to not let that happen.
Jeff Scorefire, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, thank you for your time and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
We're back with more after this from Cardinal Field. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You have your pick of places when you eat out, so why would you pick Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater? There are so many reasons. For example, when you stop by Sunday through Wednesday, you get a free appetizer with the purchase of any two entrees. Plus, kids eat free with the purchase of two entrees on those same days. Then there are weekly specials like grilled tenderloin tip kebabs, classic Caesar salad, herb-crusted chicken, and more. You can even eat out on the patio at Benedict Steakhouse. Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 on Fridays and Saturdays.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's pee-wee game? Big time.
And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Sean Watson, Quinn Berry back here at Cardinal Field. The Zen Master Mike Spencer back at the WTVB studio as the Coldwater High School Cardinal Marching Band prepares to play the national anthem before our kickoff here at Cardinal Field. Cardinal Marching Band under the direction of Katie Jewell and Aaron Wood. Your drum majors this year, Tanner Holbrook and Kumaran Aravoli. Time to bring you the starting lineups. They are brought to you by Short's Rip Beer Stand. Tomorrow, Short's Rip Beer Stand, buy any basket and get a free soft drink. Join Short's Monday for their tasty chili cheese fries and receive a free soft drink with any basket. Check out Short's new variety of shake flavors, including pistachio, and enjoy music on the drive. Short's Rip Beer Stand, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater. Open this fall through Halloween, accepting debit and credit cards. I don't think they have had the toss yet. Did you see them?
I did not see them have the toss. I believe they must have, but I'm not sure, Sean.
Well, we'll go ahead and bring you both sets of starters. First, the Coldwater offense led by sophomore quarterback Luke Beckhusen. The running backs will be Cooper Murphy and Luke Stempion. Spencer Burns, the fullback. Tight end Zach DeMeester and Sawyer Murphy. And the offensive line, Darian Bradley, Joel Jepson, Mike Covey, Scott Sowers, and Logan Taggart. Going up against Portage Northern's 4-3 defense on the D-line, Grant McNally, Austin Labus, Ben Powers, and Quinlan Dean. The linebackers, Matt Erich, Preston Simon, and Tyler Cummings. In the secondary, Brad Tabor and Brent Watts, the corners, Seth Learman and Thomas Shepherd, the safeties. As it turns out, the Cardinals will receive the ball to start the game.
Coldwater will be receiving at the north end.
And they will be moving from left to right across your radio dial. The Huskies in their road white jerseys with the brown pants, brown helmets. Husky on one side and uniform number on the other. The Cardinals debuting their home reds this season. Red jerseys with the white sleeves, white pants, red socks. Metallic red helmet with the interlocking CW on both sides. See, going back deep to kick it off for the Huskies. Had Brandon Bye listed as a kicker. It looks like it's someone else. It is Lorenzo Ivins kicking the ball off, and it's going to go deep into the end zone. Touchback. First and 10 from the Coldwater 20-yard line. So let's see what Luke Beckhusen and company decide to do. As you heard in the pregame interview, also on the coach's corner, they're going to be doing a lot of the run, the Coldwater Cardinals are tonight.
Well, that's what Jeff said anyway in his pregame. We'll see what happens as this game progresses. I think the playmakers got to make some plays, though, tonight. We got to expect a lot out of Beckhusen, Stepien, and Murphy, the big three men on offense.
They're taking an awful long time to get this lined up. Luke Beckhusen is snapping out of the pistol. It's a direct snap, actually. Went to Cooper Murphy, and he runs up the left side for a few yards.
Cooper Murphy looks like a gain of about almost 4 yards there. Bring up a second down, a long six.
So a few wrinkles that we're seeing in the Coldwater offense, as Coach Pete Skirmerhorn mentioned in the pregame interview, wing T and spread combined.
Well, there's no doubt we got to be a little more creative offensively tonight against this big, strong northern defense.
Again, a snap out of the pistol. Goes once again to Cooper Murphy, left side, and he's tackled for a loss back at the 20.
55 on that tackle, Sean.
Matt Irridge, one of the linebackers for the Huskies.
Well, we said in our little pregame too tonight, Sean, that Portage Northern with a lot of tackles behind the line of scrimmage last week against Gull Lake, and they start out tonight with one right there on second down, stopping Cooper Murphy 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
That'll bring up third and nine. Same formation, Cooper Murphy in the Wildcat. Again, the snap goes right to him. Left side of the line. He's lucky to get back to the 24. Three and out for Coldwater.
Yeah, pretty much. Standard ran the same play three straight times there.
Fourth down.
Cardinals now going to have to kick. Colin Wart handles the kicking. Did a real nice job over at St. Joe last week.
He'll handle the punting duties. Blaze Watson is listed as the place kicker. Well, we didn't see that much of him last week.
Yeah, about three kicks, I believe, three punts.
Sure. It's a low snap to work. Low line drive kick. He angles it to the left, takes a cardinal bounce, and rolls out of bounds. Well, let's see where they spot it. I thought it rolled out of bounds near midfield, but it may have bounced back in. It all depends on the spot.
Right on the 45-yard line, Sean. So Portage Northern going to take over. First and 10 right there on the 45, on their own 45-yard line.
Starting quarterback for the Huskies is Blake Terrian. Listed as a running back is Josh Leiter. Wide receivers Darren Snow and Seth Learman. For some reason, last week's leading rushers, Tyler Cummings and Preston Simon, are listed as starting tight ends. I don't get it either, but maybe Pete Skirmerhorn's a little bit more creative than we give him credit for. Offensive line, Justin Penny, Tyquan Mills, Jake Koski, Artavian Diaz-Manessis, and Austin Labus.
Well, the middle of that Cardinal line did a great job last week. They're going to have to do it again this week.
And hitting the right side of the line, I think that was Leiter.
Looked like Sean Rinke with the tackle. Initial hit there.
Setting up the Coldwater defense on the D-line, Joel Jepson, Darian Bradley, Logan Taggart, Sean Rinke going 207, 265, 265, and 212. Linebackers Austin Siegel, Zach Demeester, and Spencer Burns in the secondary. Steven Selter and Ryan Hadley, the corners. Luke Simpion, Chris Vandenhout, the safeties. I don't think a flag was there. There was a flag thrown on the far sideline.
See what the call is here.
It is
probably some movement there.
Yep. Procedure call will move the decent gain that they got on first down. Ball's going to be put down back at the Husky 43.
Brings up a second down and 12 for the Huskies.
First down marker is at the Coldwater 44. Nine minutes left to play in the first quarter. No score. This is Portage Northern's first offensive series. Two wide receivers to the left. They run out of the shotgun. The pitch is going left side to the 45 and brought down near midfield.
Steven Seltzer stepping up from that cornerback position. Made a good wrap-up tackle right there.
Preston Simon bringing the ball to midfield, and that'll set up about third and six for the Huskies.
Third down, 50-yard line.
I do want to make a correction. That was Preston Simon. They had the previous run as well. Interesting how they have Simon and Cummings, the two leading rushers from last week's game, listed as starting tight ends.
And they don't really run a tight end out there.
They run out of the shotgun. Preston Simon, the lone run out. It was a keeper by Terrian. He gets the Huskies a first down to the 43 of the Cardinals.
Gain of about 7 there for Terrian.
How about that fake?
Pulled it out of his belly there. Pulled it out of the running back's belly and picked up that first down over the right end spot.
Oh, we saw a lot of the hallmarks of the Portage Northern offense. Run, run, run with the ball. They haven't taken to the air yet. Again, out of the shotgun. Again, a handoff to Preston Simon. He's tackled at the 40. Literally 3 yards in a cloud of dust there, Quinn.
That's for sure. But
official timeout.
Logan Tagg stepped up to get that tackle.
There is an injured Portage Northern player on the field. That is Quinlan Dean, who is rolling around. Immediately out comes members of the Portage Northern coaching staff, Pete Skirmerhorn, defensive coordinator Tom Lascaritas, assistant coach Paul DeVries. Phil Herman's going to be helping out in due course. Yeah, he is already out there.
Looks like maybe an ankle injury.
Clock has stopped, 7:40 left to play in the first quarter. No score, the Portage Northern drive moving on. But again, we have an official timeout as they take a look at Quinlan Dean. One of the many juniors on the squad, a very large roster for Portage Northern, close to 50 on their roster.
I think they said one of their coaches said they dressed 44 tonight.
Duly noted.
Dean looks to be just slightly shaken up there with an ankle, but he's going to walk off with a little help. A little gingerly on that left ankle.
I was going to say he's not walking off so much as he's hopping off. Supported by Portage Northern trainer Catherine Newman and one of the coaches.
Well, we'll get back to the ball game right now. The Cardinals got Portage Northern. Portage Northern second down and about 7.
Again, for the most part, we're seeing an early diet of Preston Simon running, mostly to the left side of the line.
Left side behind the left tackle. And
again, out of the shotgun, faking the handoff, rolling to the right to pass. And he finds an open receiver down the middle to the 10, to the 5. And how about that? Darren Snow with a first passing touchdown of the season for the Portage Northern Huskies.
It was a great throw. Just a perfect throw to Snow. And Portage Northern takes a quick 6-0 lead. A little post pattern for Snow there down the middle of the field.
Score coming with 7:25 left to play in the first quarter. And to attempt the PAT kick is Lorenzo Ivins. 8 on the play clock. Here's a snap, the hold, a bit of a rush put on. Did he hook it to the left?
He sure did.
7:25 left to play in the first quarter. Portage Northern strikes first, 6-0. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's a 40-yard pass play for Blake Terrian to Darren Snell. The post pattern and wide open territory down the middle of the field for the score. The first passing touchdown for the Portage Northern Huskies this season. The PAT kick went wide left thanks to pressure from the Cardinals special teams. So it's just a 6-0 lead for the Huskies as we check out the WTVB scoreboard. Just 13 seconds into the game between Harper Creek and St. Joe at Harper Creek. The Beavers go up on top, 7-0.
on that last pass play that Portage Northern had for the touchdown. Steven Seltzer was in great position there, Sean. It's just the young man from Portage Northern just kind of out-jumped him for the ball and made a nice pass and nice catch.
Here comes the Lorenzo Ivins kickoff, which again sails beyond the end zone and on to the high jump pit here at Cardinal Field. First and 10 Coldwater from their 20 as we check out the WTVB scoreboard yet again. Stevensville Lakeshore on top of Gull Lake, 7-0.
Well, both those scores, no surprise. Harper up by 7, Lakeshore up by 7.
I was going to say the surprising thing about that Harper Creek St. Joe score is that that first touchdown came just 13 seconds in on a long 80-yard run.
Yeah, it was probably first play from the line of scrimmage.
This was the St. Joe team that actually had their troubles with Coldwater last week, so it'd be interesting to see how that game transpires as we go along. First and 10 from the 20. Direct snap goes to Cooper Murphy. Left side of the line. Very predictable. 3 yards in the cloud of dust once again for the Cardinals.
Well, Ben, going over that left side there behind Bradley and Joel Jepson over there and Zach DeMeester. Been able to move the ball a little bit over there. Just need to keep getting 3-4 yards at a time there.
Yep. Zach DeMeester doing his job blocking in that tight end position.
Yeah, Jeff not wanting to get out of his game plan quite yet.
Out of the pistol, bobble snap, and Cooper Murphy picks it up at the 15, and he is going to be brought down at the 12.
Again, mistake by the Cardinals there in Portage Northern's defense.
Brad Tabor bringing down Cooper Murphy. Anthony Talton also in on the D. Third and very long for the Cardinals coming up. They're already down 6-0 with 6:20 and counting left to play in the first quarter.
Zach Cusin back into the ball game now at the quarterback spot. Going to have to look at doing something a little bit different right here. Third down and a 17.
Again out of the pistol. Again, Cooper Murphy receives the snap. This time he finds a huge hole right side of the line to the 25. Still short of the first down, though.
Nice run there by Cooper, but still going to be about 3 yards short, it looks.
This is the first time that Cooper Murphy's run to the right on a design play. That last time he was trying to run to the right out of a desperation after the bobbled snap. Oh, out comes the punting unit. Colin Wark just now getting out onto the field. Back deep for Portage Northern, we see Thomas Sheffert. Also, we see Seth Lerman. He had a 38-yard punt return for a touchdown last week against Gull Lake. Angles it to the right, and it goes out of bounds past the Husky 45-yard line.
Well, the Huskies going to start their second series from the same spot they started the first one, on a 45. Well, they're going to bring it in a couple of yards. It'll be about on a 48-yard line.
Notice that Wark kicked it away from Seth Learman.
Yeah, I don't know if that was on purpose or just went off the side of his foot, but didn't seem to want to kick it to the deep back there, Learman.
5:13 left to play in the first quarter. Portage Northern's second offensive series. Tyrion rolling back to pass once again. He's got all sorts of time, and he's got a guy deep. Oh, hits my. That same post pattern again, but it's a loose ball, and it's fallen on by the Cardinals.
I believe they're going to call that a catch and a fumble.
Steven Seltzer recovers the fumble at the 15-yard line.
Well, again, a great pass and a great catch. He just didn't hold on to it after he came to the ground. And the Cardinals have got to take advantage of this break.
With 5:02 left to play in the first quarter, the first turnover of the game. Of course, the Cardinals will have 85 yards to work with, and given the way that they've been running the ball to start off the game.
Yeah, they, you know, right now they need a couple of first downs. They got to change this field position. They've been back in their own shadow of their own end zone this whole first quarter.
To the full house backfield. It's going to be a keeper by Luke Beckhusen, and he didn't find much on the right side of the line. Bounced off of several members of his own line before being brought down.
Might have got picked up a half yard there at the most.
It's a very generous spot there.
Very generous half yard.
Clock continuing to move with 4:40 left to play in the first quarter. 6-0 Huskies from here at Cardinal Field. Glad you're listening on this Friday night. No matter how you're listening, via the traditional AM 1590, the new FM 95.5, or the newer WTVBAM.com. Back to the pistol, back to Cooper Murphy, a snap left side of the line, and that hasn't really worked all night.
No, there hasn't been anything on that left side.
In fact, Cooper Murphy's most effective run came on that right side in the last series.
Jeff's going to have to look to maybe counter with something.
Third down.
Come back right, fake left.
4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Third and 9 coming up for the boys in red and white. Already down 6-0 to the Huskies. Back to the pistol. And again, a snap. This time they're going to run the reverse to Beckhusen. Cuts up the right side to the 20. Found a little bit of a seam. He gets down to about the 24. Very close to the first down marker. It's at the 24.
Very nice spot there.
They're going to give him the first down.
Very generous spot. Good, just what we were calling for there. A little reverse action, a little counter. Over to the right side, ran off that right end spot, and picked up a very generous 9 yards.
First and 10 Coldwater from their 25-yard line. They are continuing to move down 6-0. Again, out of the pistol with a slot receiver to the left side. The direct snap goes to Cooper Murphy. This time running the sweep left side. Got some help to the 40, down to the 43.
That time he got outside that right end for Portage Northern. He was able to pick up a nice 18-yard run there.
And another Coldwater first down, just like you were calling for.
Well, it's changed. If nothing else, right now we've changed the field position. You know, if we do have to punt the ball here in a minute, at least we're gonna pin them back a little ways and make them go a little farther downfield.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard. St. Joe and Harper Creek now tied at 7. The Bears driving the ball 95 yards for a score. Direct snap out of the pistol going to Cooper Murphy, and he is swarmed under by a whole kennel of Huskies.
Thank you, Sean. I was waiting for that tonight.
Well, you get it out of the way early.
Get it out of the way early. But anyway, no, a loss of, looks like a loss of 3 there, and I'm not sure that there was a little mix-up there. I don't think Cooper was expecting the...
Yeah, from up here, it did look a little bit like a busted play, didn't it?
Yeah, sure did. I'm not sure the center didn't hike that a little early.
Quick moving first quarter. There is actually a new center in for the Cardinals. Mike Covey getting the start tonight in lieu of Cody Truex with a knee injury. Snap goes to Cooper Murphy. He'll run right side and immediately ankle tackled by Brent Watts at the 35.
And a loss of another 4 yards there. We continue to talk about that Portage Northern defense and their tackles behind the line of scrimmage.
And a lot of interchangeable parts, too.
Yes.
Third and 17 for Coldwater. A minute 25 left to play in the first quarter. Down 6-0 to their visitors from Portage, the Huskies. Back to the pistol. Cooper Murphy set to receive the snap. On the reverse, it goes to Beckhusen. He's looking to the right to pass. He's going to decide to tuck it and run. Oh, my gosh, what a hit. A clean hit, a good hit by Portage Northern's Austin Labus.
Labus just introduced himself to the sophomore quarterback. Boy, oh boy, that was a hard hit, nose to nose.
Labus, one of the many seniors on Coach Pete Skirmerhorn's squad. So out comes Colin Work to punt the ball away. Just one guy deep for the Huskies to receive. It's Brent Watts. He is standing at about his own 37. 30 seconds left to play in the quarter. Rush put on. High end over end kick. A good kick. Bounces at the 40. Now it's going to roll back the Husky way, and Brian Garrett will down it at the 42.
Well,
pretty consistent field position for Portage Northern's drives right between the 40 and 45.
Well, and again, those tackles behind the line of scrimmage kind of set us back there, and we end up giving them pretty good field position again.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, Stevensville Lakeshore now leading Gull Lake 14-0. Are the Blue Devils in danger of getting shut out for the second week in a row?
Boy, that'd be tough to take for them. That's a
under 20
seconds pride up there.
Under 22 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Terry and taking the snap out of the shotgun, handoff going up the left side on the counter play. Didn't quite catch who had the ball. I'm guessing it might have been Tyler Cummings, the second running back. That'll be the final play of the quarter. 5 seconds left to play in it.
Yeah, Cummings with a pickup of 3. It's going to be second down and 7 when we get this second quarter started.
After one from here at Cardinal Field, Portage Northern 6, Coldwater nothing. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Turn your old vehicle into cold, hard cash. OmniSource in Coldwater will pay you cash for your scrap vehicle, whether it's running or not. No matter what condition it's in, foreign or domestic, it doesn't matter. Bring it in yourself or OmniSource will come pick it up and pay you on the spot. OmniSource will pay you cash for your old sheet metal, appliances, cast iron, heavy melt, aluminum, and even your old automotive battery. Clean out the shed, the garage, or the basement. OmniSource will pay you on the spot for all your ferrous and non-ferrous metal. And now OmniSource will pay you top dollar in cash for your old car, truck, or SUV, no matter what condition it's in.
This is Renee. We pay cash for your old vehicle or scrap metal at OmniSource in Coldwater. Some restrictions apply. See us for details at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass. Weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. This week, John Johnson talks about two big days that have taken place for registered game officials in recent months. First play of the second quarter, 2nd and 7, Portage Northern from their 45-yard line. And going up the middle and nothing. The Cardinals had that one pretty well stuffed out.
Good job there by the interior line again. Rinke and
Brown.
Third down. Andy Brown and Rinke doing a real nice job.
I think, was that Simon on the carry?
I believe so, Sean.
Number 32 yes. On your Husky roster. Oh, no gain. 3rd and 7 coming up for the Huskies. They quickly break out of their huddle. It was much of a huddle to begin with. Two receivers to the right side, lone back behind Blake Terrien. Terrien looking to the right to pass and finds an open receiver through Mitchell Brown's hands at midfield.
Brown was wide open there, but he just couldn't hang on to that pass. Pretty good pass. Brings up a 4th down and 7, so the Cardinals should get the ball back here.
The listed punter for the Huskies is Evan Howard, number 35 on your roster. Is that who you see out there?
Yes, it is.
Back to receive the punt for the Cardinals. We see Chris Vandenhout and Bryant Garrett.
High snap from center, but he gets it away.
Caught by Bryant Garrett and immediately smothered by Seth Learman at the 25-yard line. Garrett didn't get much help from his teammate, Chris Vandenhout, either.
No, well... You know, I'm glad he came up and caught that. If that ball would hit the ground, it would probably bounce inside the 20. So we're going to take over on the 25-yard line.
First and 10, Coldwater from their own 24.
11:08 left to play in the first quarter. It is 6-0 Portage Northern over Coldwater, but the Cardinals have it 1st and 10. This is actually the best starting field position for a Cardinal drive. There are the two touchbacks, and then after the interception. This time they're starting from, say they're 24, out of the pistol. Cooper Murphy receives it. He runs the sweep left side to the 30, and he's brought down in the 32.
Good job there by Cooper Murphy. Big number 56 out there with a good block. Jesse Mangut.
Pick up a 7 on the play, second 3.
Second and short for Coldwater with 10:40 left to play in the first half. Again, out of the pistol. Murphy receives a snap. He's trying to... Oh, what a seam up the middle. Up to the 35, but there are several flags thrown after the play is whistled dead.
Where they threw that, either a face mask or a hold. One or the other. See what they call. Right there in the middle of the line.
First major penalty of the night, aside from that 5-yard procedure call.
Personal foul, face mask.
And it looks like they are marching it off the full 15 yards. Where the ball was, that is definitely going to be good enough for a Coldwater first down as the officials put it down at the Coldwater 49 as we're moving from south to north, right to left across your radio dial here in the second quarter.
Well, the Cardinals only down 6-0 here. Much better field position. See if we can keep this drive going.
Again, out of the pistol, it's Cooper Murphy. A big seam left side of the line, past the 40, down to the 38.
Cooper with a big pickup there of about 12 yards, it looks like, and another first down.
Another first down for the Cardinals.
Timeout, Portage Northern. I don't think they know what hit them right now. We'll take time as well. 10:01 left to play in the half. Husky 6, Cardinals nothing, but the Cardinals are driving. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
For over 20 years, Nottawa Gas Company has been a locally owned family business where your comfort is their top priority. As your propane specialist, Nottawa Gas offers convenient payment options. Pre-buy your fuel now to lock in your price for the coming season, or sign up for their Keep Full program so you never have to worry about running out of gas. For more information on the program that's right for you, call Nottawa Gas in Tekontcha at 517-767-3502 or visit them online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
On the WTVB scoreboard, all the action in the SMAC is cross-divisional again this week as we head into the division play next week. We got Portage Central leading Loy Norris 14-0 right now.
Well, Portage Central, as we mentioned earlier, another one of the leading contenders to win that West Division.
And again, the two Portage schools will face each other in a few weeks. More specifically, that matchup will be coming on September 27th, the same week that Coldwater hosts Sturgis for homecoming, possibly for the last time.
It's like some questions down there. And, oh, just maybe a little blood on the knee there.
Surprised that no one on the Portage Northern side caught that during the timeout. We got 10:01 left to play in the first half. The Cardinals have the ball first and 10 from the Portage Northern 39-yard line.
That's a big loss, too. That's Simon that's going out for the Ooh. Portage Northern team.
Probably will go out for a play or two as he gets patched up and cleaned up. Not only is Preston Simon the leading carrier for the Huskies, but he's key on that linebacking core. High snap, it somehow caught and came into Cooper Murphy's arms, and he was lucky to hang on to it and lose as few yards as he did.
I believe that was that I believe they were supposed to center that ball to Spencer Burns that time, and either it went through his hands or something, but we got another player.
Another Portage Northern player. This time he's laying down on his back, and Phil Herman immediately out to take a look.
Number 25 for Portage there, looks like, Sean.
That would be Anthony Talton.
I believe that's the number.
Another one of those interchangeable parts for the Huskies. Now, we haven't had you know, we haven't had as much concern for hydration. You know, it's still there, but it wasn't as bad as it was last week.
No, the humidity's not in the air tonight. Really, a very nice night for high school football. Comfortable.
Absolutely. As among the matchups we have going on tonight, Bronson is hosting Onsted at Charles Hilton Field. Quincy opening up Big 8 play, hosting Concord. Union City on the road at Homer. And an eight-man football to Concha making the road trip to Weberville tonight.
Well, for the Cardinals, it's going to be the second down and 13 as we get play back underway. Looks like Anthony Tolton
is walking off
yeah. Fairly good. Probably just tweaked that ankle.
In a situation where he might be gone for about a play or two.
And Simon back in the game for Portage.
About what we expected. Cooper Murphy out of the pistol. It's Brian Garrett receiving the pistol snap. And he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage and maybe one more after that.
Yeah, pick up of about 4 or 5 there.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard once again. End of the first quarter. Sturgis trying to recover from the 55-0 thrash in that Portage Central late on them last week. They currently lead Niles 14-7.
And I believe Niles was a loser last week.
Yes
they
were.
To Lakeview, 28-0.
That game being played in Niles where night vision goggles are mandatory.
That is the darkest field out there. No doubt about it. Hopefully we'll get to see our lights in the second half tonight.
Third and 10 from the 39-yard line. Pistol formation. Brian Garrett bobbled the snap. Loose ball, and I think the Huskies may have fallen on it. Grant McNally looks like he has recovered the fumble, and he has.
Recovered by Grant McNally.
Well, what? Looked like a promising drive for the Cardinals, and hopefully nothing else, a change in field position for the Cardinals.
Once again, Portage Northern starting in between the 40 and 45.
Yep, that's...
They'll spot the ball at the 42 here. Clock is stopped with 8:36 left to play in the first half, 6-0 Huskies. Is this a 7-0 lead for Bronson, Al? 7-0 deficit at the hands of the Onsted Wildcats as we check out the WTVB scoreboard. First and 10, faking the handoff. Terrian going back to pass again, that same post play, and it's caught at the 25-yard line.
Chris Vandenhout with a hit.
Brent Watts receives the catch, and the ball will be spotted at the 23.5-yard line.
I'll tell you what, Blake Therrien, that's his third really nice pass. He's just thrown it over those safeties for the Cardinals. That time just getting over the outstretched hands of Stempion, who had really had good position on the receiver.
Whistle, and the Portage Northern Huskies will spend their second time out of the half. We'll take time as well. 8:18 left to play in the first half. 6-0 Huskies on top. Back in 30, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Checking out the action in the SMAC among the other games going on tonight, aside from those that we've been giving you scores for. The oldest high school football rivalry west of the Alleghenies being renewed tonight at CW Post Field in Battle Creek. Kalamazoo Central versus Battle Creek Central. They first started playing football against each other back in 1893, where, as the legend goes, the Battle Creek squad made their way to Kalamazoo via buckboard wagons.
I think I did that game on the radio, Sean.
Which would be news to Marconi since he was about 3 years away from inventing the medium in the first place. First and 10, handoff goes to Preston Simon, left side of the line. Not much there for Simon. The Cardinals doing an actually pretty decent job keeping Simon in check.
Yes, they have. It's been the passing that's hurt them so far tonight. How often do we see Kalamazoo Central and Battle Creek Central playing each other, but both with 1-0 records? It's been a while for that, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about more of the matchups in the smack after the 2nd and 7 play. 3 yards in the cloud of dust on that last play for Preston Simon. Simon again receives a handoff. He runs the sweep left side. He gets past the 20. He's brought down near the 18. Third down coming up. Seltzer in on the tackle.
Real nice job there by Steven Seltzer from his cornerback position. Good tackling position.
Marshall's trying to recover from the thrashing that was laid upon them up at Stevensville Lakeshore. They are hosting Mattawan, one of the contenders in the Smack West. Lakeview's at Benton Harbor. Now we mentioned Lakeshore at Gull Lake. Loynorick's at Portage Central. Sturgis at Niles. And St. Joe at Harper Creek. 3rd and 5. Preston Simon again with the ball. I don't think he got the first down, though.
I think he's going to be a couple yards short. We'll see if they go for it, if they bring that excellent kicker out that they have.
Fourth down.
Looks like they're going to go for it. Fourth and maybe what? Three?
Three, yeah. 6:45 and counting left to play in the first half. The Cardinals would love nothing more than to stop the drive and hold that disadvantage that they currently have to just six.
This is a huge play right here. If we can stop them here, get a couple of first downs.
Terrian, handoff to Preston Simon. I think he might have gotten the first down. He dives past the first down marker at the 15. He'll be
very close,
brought down at the 13.
I do think he has it.
Jepson and Bradley among the tacklers, and it is indeed good enough for a first down by a couple of yards. The drive continues for the Huskies, moving from left to right across your radio dial here in the second quarter.
Well, the Cardinals had a chance to come up with a big stop there, but Portage Northern got that first down by about a yard and a half.
6:10 and counting left to play in the first half. Tyler Cummings into the game as another running back. Blake Terrian out of the shotgun. Handoff left side. Josh Leiter. No, that was how about that fake?
Good
fake to Leiter, and Terrian wound up keeping it, running the right side of the line to the 10.
There's where we talk about staying in your lanes, and Zach DeMeester did that just there. Made a good solid tackle. Held him to about a gain of 3 yards. Yeah. That was a good job by Zach there. That's what you got to do in that situation. Because if Zach doesn't get him there, he's into the end zone.
2nd and 7 for the Huskies from the Coldwater 10-yard line. 11 on the play clock. They just now break out of the huddle. They don't hurry up. They may have to burn their final timeout of the half. 2 on the play clock. They get the snap off just in time, but just like that, the flag flies, I think.
Flag on the play.
Either that, movement or delay of game.
I think it's motion I saw from the line judge. Yep.
It sure is, so it's going to be 2nd and 12 coming up for the boys in brown and orange and white. I think they may be the only high school squad that would make be able to make brown and orange work for them as school colors.
Well, the Cardinals got a break there. Going to make it 2nd down and 12.
Ball's at the 15-yard line. Huskies a little bit quicker in breaking out of the huddle that time. Terrian will take the snap out of the shotgun. 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. 5-step drop back. A safety valve catches at the 15. That's Preston Simon. Spin move to the 10, to the 5, and touchdown. Ball is loose, but the whistle to play dead. He was over the goal line. About that, both Portage Northern scores coming on the pass play.
Well, if you'd have said that before the game, I think we'd have had a hard time convincing the Coldwater coaches that they'd see this much passing tonight.
Be interesting to see how the Cardinals adjust heading into the second half. 12-0 Huskies with 4:45 left to play in the first half. And they will attempt the extra point. Thomas Sheffert the holder. Lorenzo Ivins the kicker. Low snap. And it looks like he got it through the uprights. He did this time.
Out into the street.
4:45 left in the first half. It's now Portage Northern 13, Coldwater nothing. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Boat up, drive up, bike up. Get to the Willows Bar and Grill any way you can and enjoy a fresh, never-frozen prime beef Willows burger. Your burger is cooked to order and never sits under a heat lamp. The Willows' new menu includes great selections for the kids. Dollar tacos on Tuesday, and their famous three-piece fish basket is just $7.79 every Friday night. Join the Willows for happy hour every day from 3 to 6 with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer. Come meet your friends on the deck at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, Lakeshore is running away with their in their game against Gull Lake. They now lead 21-0 early in their second quarter.
Well, they said coming in the two Portage schools in Lakeshore, the class of the West. I think St. Joe is hoping to be included in that. But
of course, we haven't heard how Mattawan has fared against Marshall yet.
Yeah. Mattawan supposedly a better than 500 club, no doubt.
4:45 left to play in the first half. 13-0 Huskies, thanks to a 15-yard screen pass from Blake Terrian to Preston Simon. Kickoff is caught behind the 5-yard line, trying to run up the middle and smother behind the 20-yard line.
Well, the Cardinals need maybe to open up the offense a little bit here, being down 13-0. A little turnover hurt them right there on the fumble. They've Portage Northern around about 55 yards out after that fumble.
First and 10 Coldwater from their 19-yard line.
First and 10 Coldwater from their 19. So we check out the WTVB scoreboard once again. St. Joe now leading Harper Creek 14-9 up in Battle Creek, and Lakeview leading Benton Harbor 13-0. Out of the pistol, a snap and the handoff and a run up to the left side. Who had that one?
Cooper Murphy.
So he's back in.
Well, the gain of maybe one.
Simon in on the tackle. So again, Preston Simon showing his worth on both ends of the field.
Simon just a real solid football player, probably a good athlete all around.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard once again. 7 minutes left in the first half out at Quincy. The Orioles lead Concord 16-6. Bronson was down 7-0 to Onstead last we heard from Charles Fulton Field. Going backwards on that play, Cooper Murphy, he received the snap once again and didn't find anything on the left side of the line.
Another
tackle by Eric.
Maybe a gain of one there. Brings up a
if that.
Yeah, brings a third down and 9.
Didn't think there was a lot of forward progress there, to be quite honest with you.
I didn't think there was any, but
Cooper Murphy set to receive the pistol snap. Handoff going to Luke Beck, and spin move to the 25, to the 30, and that's good enough for a Cardinal first down as he's spilled at the 34 with 3:11 left to play in the half.
Nice job there by Luke. He looks a little...
That's a first down for Coldwater.
So I guess technically speaking, we call Cooper Murphy the Wildcat quarterback and Luke Beckhusen among the running backs when they go to the Wildcat. Very similar to how Jeff Gallup ran the offense for Brunson when he was coaching there. First, Jeff Gallup, part of Coach Jeff Scorfar's coaching staff here at Coldwater now. First and 10 Coldwater from their 34. Murphy receiving the snap, finds a few seams up the right side of the line, and a good gainer past the 40 for Cooper.
Cooper with a gain of about 6.5-7 yards there. Going to bring up a second down and a long three for the Cardinals.
Cardinals have all three timeouts left should they opt to use them. as the sun has now disappeared behind the press box. Very long shadows. I expect the lights will be turned on prior to or during the halftime show that the Cardinal Marching Band will be performing.
In and out in the game for Beck Husen right here.
Third and three, and Vandenhout receives a handoff, and he didn't find anything going on the right side of the line.
No, in fact, a loss of probably one on the play.
The ball carrier. Tackled by Cummins. Third down.
Well, that's really going to keep the scouts at Battle Creek Central guessing when they come down to Cardinal Field next Friday to open up East Division play.
That gives them, it's sure going to give them more things to think about. There's no doubt about that.
And two different looks in the two different games, primarily out of the Wildcat here in the Portage Northern game, and a combination of full house backfield out of the wing tee and the pistol out at St. Joe. Now they have gone to the full house backfield for the first time. Beck Husen under center. He's going to keep the ball, and he's going to be sacked. Matt Arridge in on the tackle. He lays the first lick on Luke Beck Husen and some company to help out. Portage Northern calling their final timeout. Will take time as well. 1:05 left in the first half. Huskies 13, Cardinals nothing. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard once again. That game between Stevensville Lakeshore and Gull Lake favored the Lancers over the Blue Devils, now 28-0 with 4 minutes left in the first half. We might see a running clock there.
Probably have a running clock there. Yeah, Lakeshore, they probably won't run it up too much, but we'll see what happens. We need a good kick here from Colin Mort. Don't want to give the Huskies very good field position with 1:05 left to go.
Timeout to set up the one-minute drill on the offense. High snap rolls over Colin Mort's hands.
Oh, no, no.
And he kicked it past the end zone, and that, I believe, is going to be a safety for the Huskies.
Well, yes, it is, and... Colin didn't realize that he didn't need to do that as there was a return set up for the Huskies, and they didn't have anybody even rushing the kicker. So tough break there. Colin thought he made a good, solid decision, but didn't kind of look to see what was behind him. So it'll be a two-point touchback.
It's a safety.
15-0. Or 15-0 for the Portage Northern.
The score coming with 59.6 seconds left in the first half and a free kick coming up. So the Portage Northern Huskies should have very good field position for the remaining minute or so of their sped up 2-minute drill, if you will.
Well, it looks like Coach Scorefire's decided to go with Watson here. Blades is going to kick the ball from the 20-yard line.
Lots of promise for the Cardinals, but a lot of strange things also going wrong in this game as well.
Yeah, the fumble really hurt. And
it was a high snap to Colin Work, and he inadvertently kicked the ball into the end zone, the Coldwater end zone, mind you, for the safety.
Well, and I think what happens there quite often is that's what you want them to do because you think everybody's going to be rushing.
Blaze Watson executes the free kick and sails out of bounds at the Husky 42-yard line. The flag is thrown at the 45 on the procedure call.
Well, I think Coach Scorefire just wanted to take a second, get that defense a chance to regroup a little bit and see if they can stop them here with, 58.4 seconds mm-hmm. to go.
I remember in last season's game against Lakeview where the Cardinals opted to punt it on third down deep in their own territory, and it was an awful, awful yeah. punt by Ryan Hanley that was run back for a short touchdown by Lakeview's Isaac Cloward, who incidentally is now playing for the St. Philip Tigers this year in eight-man football.
Okay. Well, now we're going to take a five-yard penalty and kick it over.
Oh, well, that's what it looks like.
Very interesting.
We'll be re-kicking the ball from the 15.
Oh, it's basically accepting the penalty. Or was it an acceptance or a decline of the penalty?
They accepted the penalty and took it back 5 yards. They'll make him kick it over again. See what Blaze does this time. Hopefully.
The field lights have been fired up here at Cardinal Field. They're slowly warming up. This time it's a squib kick. Takes a couple of hops, and it's going to be down at the 40-yard line.
Two Portage guys ran into each other. And
Tyler Cummings and Anthony Talton getting tangled up in each other's arms, essentially, at a 38-yard line. So this actually wound up working to the Cardinals' favor.
Yes, it did right now, but we'll have to see if Portage is happy with that 15-0 lead or if Blake Therrien comes out and throws the ball a little bit, which he's done a pretty good job of here in this first half.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. Sturgis leading Niles 20-14. First and 10, Huskies from their 37-yard line. The pitch, and they're running the triple reverse, and it goes back to Therrien. Long pass. He's got a wide open receiver. Darren Snell breaks a tackle, and he's finally brought down past the 20-yard line.
Ball came loose, but they're going to call it on the ground.
How often do you see? I think that was like a triple reverse,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, that was.
First down, 40-30.
Little trickery in there.
I think that might have been the trick play that Coach Skirmerhorn called in the timeout seemingly an eternity ago.
They spiked the ball there. Killed the clock. 43.3 seconds to go in this ball game.
Not yet. We still have another half.
In this half, I should say. Sorry about that. Ball
now, we don't really want it to 17. End at 15-0.
No.
We'd like to see the Cardinals get some offense going. Huskies opting to kill the clock because they do not have any timeouts left. Second and 10. Therrien receives a snap. He's rolling to the right. He's not finding anything open. Finally, jump ball over the hands of Darren Snow. I think he was just near the edge of the back of the end zone. It would have been a close call if he had actually caught it, but it went through his hands, incomplete. Stops the clock with 35.7 left in the first half.
Good coverage there by Ryan Hadley.
Yeah, about that. The first time we get to call Ryan Hadley's name in a while.
Yes, it is. Doing a good job out there in the corner.
Huskies break out of the huddle with 20 seconds on the play clock. The Huskies will line up two receivers to the right side. Therrien rolling to the right to pass. And he's got a guy open near the corner of the end zone and touchdown.
What a nice pass and nice catch there. That number 15.
Brent Watts.
Watts.
Third passing touchdown not only of the game but the entire season for the Portage Northern Huskies. That makes it.
I was going to say the Cardinal defensive coaches probably just in shock and awe right now that Portage just come out and thrown the ball this much. I don't think we were prepared for this. aerial attack that they have thrown at us.
Score coming with 28 and a half seconds left to play in the first half. Lorenzo Ivins getting ready to kick the extra point. Currently 21-0. Snap, the hold, Vannon out with a rush. Did not alter the ball at all. It's good. 21-0 Huskies, 28 and a half seconds left to play in the first half. We'll keep it here as we continue to talk about what the Cardinals didn't really expect to see from the Portage Northern Huskies.
Oh.
Three passing touchdowns and a safety resulting in all the scoring up there on the board right now.
Well, as you look at last week, they threw 14 passes. They had one for 23 yards, and the next longest pass play was for six last week as they completed seven out of, I think, 13 passes. But a real surprise if they've thrown the ball downfield all night long against the Cardinals.
And this sets up well for them as they open up Smack West play next week against Kalamazoo Central.
Well, yeah, and I think down the road it's really going to cause some problems for Portage Central and for Lakeshore, St. Joe.
Let alone the teams in the bottom tier of the West Division.
Yeah. Well, the Cardinals, 28.5 seconds. Should be nice to see a nice punt return or a nice kickoff return here.
The Huskies will get the ball to start the second half. There's not much the Cardinals really can do with 28 and a half seconds left in the first half, down 22-0. Here comes the kickoff, a high booming kick that the Cardinals let sail past the end zone. First and 10 for the Coldwater 20.
Ball brought back out to the 20-yard line, first and 10, Coldwater.
That young man, Lorenzo
Ivins.
Ivins got a pretty good leg. As the majority of his kickoffs have gone into the end zone tonight.
Well, let's see what the Cardinals decide to do with the remaining 28 and a half seconds here in the first half.
Yeah, we'll see right here. Are they going to just take a knee and regroup?
Beck Husen is under center. They will run at least the one play going off the right side of the line on the handoff.
Garrett, the ball carrier.
Looks like Garrett.
First hit by number 44, Cummins.
Garrett with a pickup of about five.
Pickup of six.
Six?
Six. But there's 8 seconds left in the first half.
That's going to be the last play, I believe.
Unless they call a timeout right about here. Nope, it's not going to happen. We see triple zeros on the scoreboard. Both teams heading to the locker rooms to the north end of Cardinal Field inside CHS. After one half a play from here at Cardinal Field, the Portage Northern Huskies 22, the Coldwater Cardinals nothing. Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
hightail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I, try, and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motor homes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-6 69 exit 13 on US 12 Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
It's halftime here at Cardinal Field. The Portage Northern Huskies currently lead the Cardinals 22-0. The halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title is located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. As we like to do here at Cardinal Field for the home games, we like to spotlight the Cardinal Marching Band as they have their first halftime performance of the 2013 marching season. They will be performing two songs tonight from their halftime show that they will be taking to Festival in Plainwell coming up next month. Title song from the musical and movie Little Shop of Horrors is performed by the Cardinal Marching Band. We will go ahead and take this two-minute break, bring you this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, and then back here with the scoring summary and the stats. 22-0 Huskies on top of Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Changes in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is coming, and I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844. Or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.
Officials have their days. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Since this commentary runs during the fall and winter sports seasons, its focus tends to be on things happening during those times of the year. But today we'll break that mold by giving some well-deserved time to a group we don't talk about enough and some significant events they were involved in over the past 5 months. Even though the games can't start without them, registered officials are the most underappreciated piece of the educational athletics picture. Each year, between 12 and 13,000 men and women sign up to help administer the games our children play. The old saying goes that every dog has its day, and it's true for officials. It just doesn't play out as publicly as the games themselves. Each spring, the MHSAA conducts an awards and alumni banquet for officials to honor between 200 and 300 individuals who have served school sports for 20, 30, 40, 45, and 50 years. It's a wonderful evening, and the small token of appreciation each official receives is nothing compared to the appreciation these officials show their partners, their mentors, and their families when they get a few moments at the microphone to introduce themselves. From those officials in the MHSAA Legacy Program who are still in high school to those whose service to school sports began in the 50s and 60s, they all get a well-deserved moment in the spotlight. It's truly one of the best things the association does all year long. And there was another special day this summer, unlike no other for officials in our great state. Officiate Michigan Day drew approximately 1,300 men and women to Grand Rapids to learn from the best officials from the business and from each other as a lead-in to the National Association of Sports Officials annual conference that would follow. One thing that has always impressed me about officials is how they're mostly on the same plane. The ref in the room at this conference who made the calls at the professional or collegiate championships in one sport was no better than the newbie you came to learn, or even the experienced high school official who would rather do nothing else than be around our kids on our local fields every day instead of with the entertainers that play at the collegiate and professional levels. I got an opportunity to talk with a number of folks attending the Officiate Michigan Day activities and asked them all a simple question. Why do you officiate? Their answers all carried a common set of themes. To stay involved in the sport they love and which gave so much to them, so now it's their turn to give back, and because they love working with kids. And a few of them even said they'd spent too much time up in the stands being critical of officials and felt that the best way to deal with that was to become an official themselves. You can go to the MHSAA Sports YouTube channel to view their responses, some of which will soon be part of a public service campaign the association is launching to recruit officials. Officiating isn't for everybody. I know that. And for those of you who, for whatever reason, cannot make it onto the playing surface by being a registered game official, you can respect the efforts of these men and women who are doing what you are not, investing their spare time to really learn the rules, really learn how to apply them, and to get our kids to appreciate and respect the games they're playing. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Turn your old vehicle into cold, hard cash. OmniSource in Coldwater will pay you cash for your scrap vehicle, whether it's running or not, no matter what condition it's in, foreign or domestic, it doesn't matter. Bring it in yourself or OmniSource will come pick it up and pay you on the spot. OmniSource will pay you cash for your old sheet metal, appliances, cast iron, heavy melt, aluminum, and even your old automotive battery. Clean out the shed, the garage, or the basement. OmniSource will pay you on the spot for all your ferrous and non-ferrous metal. And now OmniSource will pay you top dollar in cash for your old car, truck, or SUV, no matter what condition it's in.
This is Renee. We pay cash for your old vehicle or scrap metal at OmniSource in Coldwater. Some restrictions apply. See us for details at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass, weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.